But upaitrim es hanesuyis. For in the case where your brother had nesuyim with his wife already, and then your brother died, they didn't make yibum. So that was a chesaron. They used to let these yibumas go out to the shuk, and that was naveira. My darshi, and therefore goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita Rashi says, that holds chai vilavin a mamzerim. So since the yibum of the shuk, it would be a mamzer according to Rabbi Kiva. My darshi, what did they make a drusha? The pasuk says, loisiyah eisha samei sachutza, that your brother's wife should not go out lechutza to marry somebody else. So we dashin leizar, she shouldn't be to a stranger. So we dashin hach diyos vechutza he loisiyah leizar. Only if your brother was like a chutza. If your brother did not live with her yet, he didn't have nesuyin, then there's a pasha of yibum that she can't marry somebody else. Aval hach to leyas vechutza, but to a case where your brother. But in the case where your brother lived with his wife already, had nesuyin, that he's not called a chutza, but rather he's called close to her, tia liyizar. Then it's mutter to be to an izar. That's the way they used to darshan. That's why the rabbanon said we can't marry the chusim, because they weren't knowing this halacha of yivam leshuk, and according to Rabbi Kivi Shita, their kids were mamzerim, therefore we can't marry them. And the Gemara says clearly, Rabbi Kivi l'taimei, Rabbi Kivi goes according to his own tam. The Yom that Rabbi Kivi says, Yesh mamzer mechai v'lavin, that from Issa Lav, there's a kid's a mamzer. See, this Yivomo, in a case where the brother lived with his wife, they have the suyin. They darshan, and when the brother dies without children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So they let the wife get married to somebody else. Really, that's a chai v'lavin, because she's called the Yivomo l'shuk. She's not allowed to get married to anybody else. So when she got married to somebody else, the kids are mamzerim. Therefore, since there were mamzerim mixed into this, to these kusin, therefore we are not allowed to marry them now. Now, this is the two shittas. The yeshayim some say like this. You know why we can't marry kusi? The fishayim v'kiyim v'diktuke mitzvos, because they're not a boki in mitzvos. That's why. So Rashi says the fishayim v'kiyim asurais awesome. That's why the rabbanon said we shouldn't marry them. L'kam v'forus l'inyan yuchsim my bikinik. What kind of bikiyis we have to have hilchas yuchsim? But I call upon him, they hold taka, kusi taka, was geri emes, was good Jews. But since they were not bekiyim, they didn't do the mitzvahs, that's why the rabbanon said, we should not marry them. Now the Gemara says, man yeshomim, who is this yeshomim? Oma Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rabbi Eliezer, goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya would learn like this, that matzah is kusi. What's going to be on Pesach, a matzah that a kusi made? Are we allowed to eat it or not? So it says, Muteris, yes, we're allowed to eat it. V'yodim yoytzuboy dechavosim v'pesach. And you could even use it for mitzvah matzah. For matzah mitzvah, Pesach by night, you could use a kusis matzah. You could say he made it l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah matzah. It's a kosher 100%. For Rabbi Eliezer Weiser, but it says, no, you can't use his matzah. L'fishayin nebekim v'dikduke mitzvahs. Because he's not a brok in dikduke mitzvahs. He doesn't know how to watch the matzah. The matzah wasn't made l'shmo, it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah matzah, so therefore you can't use it. We have been, and it could even be its chametz also. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, it depends. Kol mitzvah she'er zikol bo kusim, a mitzvah that a kusi took to heart to do, that they watch over it and careful about it. I'll tell you, harbe medaktikim bo yosem Yisrael. They keep those mitzvahs more even than a regular Yisrael does. Yeah, so that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. The whole point of the saying now that Amir Rabbi Eliezer goes, that holds that, like Rabbi Eliezer, that kusim were not medaktik mitzvahs. So Mar says, V'yelo hochi, mayein bikim, what does it mean over here in our parsha of Yuchsin? What does it mean these kusim were not bikim, didn't keep the mitzvahs? It means the fishayin bikim b'tayrus kedushin v'gershin. That's what it means to say. They weren't a bucky in making good kedushin and making a good gershin. So we have to be afraid that maybe the kedushin they made was good. But then when they came to give the get wasn't a good get. So therefore this lady now, she lives with another man, her kid will be mamzerim. Because they're not a baki how to give gerushin. So we have to be afraid maybe the kids of the kusim became mamzerim. Because since the parents were not medagdi good in the halachas of kedushin of the gerushin, so we have to be afraid maybe really they were married together. Maybe for some reason the kedushin went through good. But just when they came to give the get was no good. Therefore, the kid will be mamzerim. That's why now we can't marry kusim or kusis, because we have to be afraid maybe one's a mamzer and one's not a mamzer. That's why Rabbi Eliezer says, even a kusis should not marry a kusis. Because each one of them separately is a suffix if he's a mamzer or not. So therefore, one cannot marry the other one even.
Yeah.
Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Varavua, mamzer meyachoisoi. If, let's say, a brother lived with his sister, so the chayv decreases if the kid is called a mamzer. Rosa mamzer meyashasach. What's going to be Rosa mamzer for your brother's wife? Nisarvu behem. That was the case, he said. The reason why the kusim, they're also to us, but the case was a mamzer got mixed up to them. So Mora says, my kumash, what are you teaching me then? That yesh mamzer mechay v'krisis. That the chiddush is that even from chay v'krisis, not even chay v'mises bezdin, just chay v'krisis like your sister or your brother's wife, for that also the kid's a mamzer. So Mora says, if so, nisnichod, only say one case. What do you have to say two cases for? Your sister and your brother's wife. So Mora says, maise shoye kachoya. Because they heard of two stories, that's what happened there. There were two stories that one lived with there. The question is, his sister, son, got mixed into them, and one case was the brother lived with his brother's wife, and that kid got mixed up with the kusin. For Ravam, Rava says no. Eved v'shivcha nesarva b'him. What happened was that the kusin married a guy, or an eved, that's what happened. Therefore the mishpachas got mixed up. If so, and isur mishumai, what's the isur? Mishum shivcha. That maybe a kusi married a shivcha, and the halacha is the vlad of a shivcha is like a shivcha. So a kid is not called a Jew; his kid is called a shivcha. That's why we can't marry kusim now, because we don't know who's a shivcha, who's an eved, who's not. For the Gemara nisnicha, they say only one case. What do you have to say, what do you have to say, eved a shivcha? What do you have to say, two cases that an eved and a shivcha got mixed up? Say just one, just the shivcha got mixed up. So again, the Gemara will tell you, Maisa Shoya Kachoya. That was the Maisa, that's what happened over here. That's the Maisa, this was the Maisa what happened. That's why it says it this way. So that's why the lochas are, we can't marry a kusi. Or a kusis can't marry a kusi. Because we're afraid maybe one is a mamzer, one's not a mamzer, and therefore they got mixed up, therefore we can't marry them, so you don't have a good yichus.
Alright. This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpacha, the Zecher, the father, Rabbi Avigdor, Ben Rav Chaim Avram Oliver Shalom, the limur of this tape should be a schusin and ilui for the neshama. Alright, turn over.
Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Hanoisei Isha Kahanis, if a man wants to marry a lady that's a Kahanis, Rashi says that Mishnah Dafkin now talking about so far Isha Kahanis. So Lachur is Tzorich Livdoi Kachrir. You have to check out after her. Now some of Rashi say we're talking about that there was an error. There was a complaint. Somebody made a complaint that this lady comes from a mishpacha that's not miyuchesed. There was a psul and not a mishpacha. Because if we don't have any error, if nobody complained about the mishpacha, we passed him before. Kol ha mishpachas abecheskes miyuchesed. Oh, mishpachas by itself is becheskes, it's okay. You only have to check out if you heard that there was a psul in this mishpacha. So in the case that you heard from somebody that there's a psul, only an iru, somebody just made dechot satellite, so you have to check it out now. How do you check it out? You have to check out sorach livdoik achreha arba imoist. You have to check out four mothers to find out whether there was a psul with those mothers or not. And really it comes out shem shemayna. Really it's eight people you have to ask about. You want to marry this girl, and she's a bas kayin, you have to check out about eight mothers, the yichus of the eight mothers. Who are these eight mothers? How do you have eight? So it goes like this. Ima, the first one you have to check out, first of all, of course, is her mother. You have to make sure that her mother, now she married a kayin, you have to make sure she wasn't a grusha, she wasn't from a mamzeris. You have to first check out her yichus. You have to ask around if you could. Then v'aim ima. You have to check out the grandmother, her mother's mother. The aim avi ima, and the mother of the father of her mother, the ima, and that mother, the aim avia, and the father of the aim and the mother of the father, the ima and that mother, the aim avia, the aim avia avia, the ima, and the mother of the grandfather and her mother. That's what you have to check out. Skitz Rashi says, "What our boy moish and shmoina." Boykim b'derosehu, our boy Moyes, four mothers, shehe shtayim mitzadav, two because of the father, or shtayim mitzadayim, two because of the mother. Shem Shmoyin comes out to be eight. Kolachas men ima v'yem ima. Each one of them, their mother and the grandmother. Birthday Rashi says Shlo Yehoyu Mamzeris LaYachas Min Apsulas LaKal. It's not Stam Grusha. You have to check out to make sure there's no Mamzeris involved or there's no Psulim LaKal. V'yem V'yem Ovi Ima. Rashi Lisha Zu should have said the one that you married, you have to check out the mother of her father's mother. V'ima Rashi says and the mother of that mother. V'yem Ovi as Rashi shows Zu Shinoisa. You have to check out your wife's father's mother. V'ima and her mother, that is the grandmother. V'yem avia, v'yem shesel shelzu, shenasei v'ima. You have to check out also the grandfather's mother and her mother. That's how much you have to check out. Eight different ladies you have to check out to make sure there's no psum amzerim. That's if you're marrying a bas koyin. What about if you're marrying a regular bas Yisrael or levia? So the Mishnah levia of Yisraelis, let's say you're marrying a regular levia or regular bas Yisrael, then masifun aleim oid achas. You have to check out one more grandmother. You have to check out the great grandmother of all of these. Yeah. Now, ein boitkim loyman amizbech olamala. If you go back and check out and find out that one of these kahanim worked, did the avoid on the mizbeach, so for sure he was kosher, the mishpacha was kosher, you don't have to check further. Like once we know one of them did the avoid on the kahanim, on the mizbeach, so therefore for sure he was the miyachesis. If you know one of the Kahanim, Duchin, Shrashi, Imhur, the law, somebody says Adis, Shalmet Levim, but Duchin, Lashar, Bashir, also he's kosher. You don't have to check him out anymore. Voloy Minas Sanhedrin, Ulamala. Not if you find out one of these grandfathers was on a Sanhedrin, also for sure is Mechesis. Vechol Shahuksuko, Avoisov, Mishertri Rabin. Anytime you know for sure their father was a shirt like a policeman for the Rabin. Also, he was appointed by the rabbin to be a helper for them. Also, the only took mucheses like a people. So, for sure, he's mucheses. For a gaboy tzedakah, if anybody was in a gabi of tzedakah also, the only takes special people to be a gaboy tzedakah. So, if you know
so therefore, what the Mishnah says is, Masi and Lakuna, let's say the daughter of a gaboy tzedakah, so you're allowed to marry her, V'yeina tzorach livdek achrayim. You don't have to check after these. These people, since they're mucheses, they picked them to be a gabbai tzedakah, you would not have to check after their daughter. You're allowed to marry their daughter without checking them out.
Right, the Gemara will explain what this means, exactly. Yemasiin lakuna v'yein tzor livdek achrayim. Rabbi Yosef Mabirsi says, af mi shahoya chosum, aid, whoever signed, was an aid that signed, Biorchi Hayishana shall Tipuri on the Bezdin, the old Bezdin in Tipuri, also for sure those were Muchasika people, and if you know that he was signed for an aid in that Bezdin, so for sure he's a kosher person. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna Saimer, Afmi Shoya Muchtam, Biastrud Yeshamelech. Whoever was put also on the beer worker for the king, also Mustama had a had Yichus, and therefore also you don't have to check out Mishpacha further up. We'll see this in the Gemara clearly. Now the Gemara says, "My shino b'nashi b'tkinon." How come when you go to marry a girl, you have to check her out? Oh, my shino b'gavri le'botku. It doesn't say when a girl wants to marry a man that she has to check him out. Why not? So Gemara says like this: "Nashi d'chi minsu b'had yadodi." When ladies get into a fight one against another, when one lady gets angry, the next lady b'yaroy yisu d'minsi. Now, most thing they'll say is, listen, you're terrible, you had arroyos, we know you live with somebody else. They only talk about arroyos, that's the worst thing to talk about. But they don't talk about psul yichus. Therefore, v'yemisa, v'yikimusa, lo yisle kerlo. If, let's say, there was a psul mishpacha, mamzeres there, they don't talk about that. Ladies don't talk about the yichus. Therefore, we don't know about the ladies, whether they are miyuchesas or not. Therefore, we have to check them out. But gavri men, tichiminsu biyadadodi, when men argue one against the other, biyuchsinu diminsi. When one guy gets angry, the next guy calls him yumamzer. He calls the other guy, the psuli is. So therefore, emisa diyika milsa, if it is a case that one of them, well, mamzerimir, isle kerla. For sure, we would have known about it. Because Mustamed, the guy was a mamzer, somebody else throughout the life would have called him a mamzer back already, and male people would have known about it. Therefore, when you check out a man you don't have to check out. But man, if the curl is not going around, that this man is a mamzer, you don't have to be afraid he's a mamzer. Fred Gemara though, v'iyu nami tivda gebei b'di day. So why doesn't she also have to check out though for the yichus? Aser own din. So Gemara says again, Mesayla l'Rav, it's a raya to Rav. The Yom Rav Yudam Rav, lo yhuzeru k'sheiros l'nosel apsulim. It's not a din upon the Isha. The Isha is allowed to marry a apostle. It's only that the men can't marry a apostle wife. But the Isha herself, she's not Nizro, she can marry psulim. Rav Adam Rav, Tony Lerner, this. Daladimus, you have to check out four mothers, Shehem Shtem Esrei. Really, with all the bubbas and the great bubbas, it comes out to about 12 mothers you have to check out. But Masnisa taught in the Brice, you learned, Dalabi Mois, four mothers, Pachem Shay Sesrei, comes out to be 16 great bubbas you have to check out. So Mishlev, the Ravada.